Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Special welcome to people listening online on planetaudio.org.nz across New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world. Well, we opened up the show tonight with a lovely piece of music there from Mortin O'Connor, Up and Away. So we're up and away. And on tonight's show, we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, plenty of good Irish music, and all the results from sports events happening in Ireland. There's been a lot happening, and as I'm recording this programme, the Irish ladies team are playing France in a crucial World Cup qualifier. They win tonight, they'll qualify automatically for the World Cup next year, but at the moment they're losing 1-0, but with about 70 minutes gone in the game, we'll update you before the end of the programme tonight. And hope you all got your World Cup magazine with the papers last weekend. If you didn't get a copy, it's up online now. If you go onto my website there, oliverlee.co.nz. Up next, we've got Sinead O'Connor and Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw day.
wonderful voice there of Sinead O'Connor and Raglan Road. And welcome along if you've tuned in. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here from the home office on a Wednesday morning, a beautiful, cool Wednesday morning here. Lovely weather in New Zealand this week, cold but dry, which is fantastic weather for field days. The equivalent of the Ploughing Championships is on down here in New Zealand. And on an agri note, I see that there was a young Irishman, 20, from Laren, County Wicklow, Sean Dunn. Sean won the junior shearing competition here in New Zealand last week. He comes from a long line of shearers in his family. His father and grandfather also top shearers in Ireland. So well done to Sean. Not sure where that competition was, but maybe Sean is down at field days this week. And I know that there'll be quite a number of other Irish companies promoting their goods. There's a huge business in the agri-business between Ireland and New Zealand. And many Irish companies have big exhibits there. I know one from the west of Ireland, McHale's Machinery. They do the baling wrap and a very successful company. Started from humble beginnings in Shrewl in County Mayo, on the Mayo-Galway border, but now is a huge big business with over 500 people working for the company. And another man from outside Toome, John Concannon, JFC Manufacturing. He normally has a stand. He makes lots of various farm and products. So more on news coming out of Ireland throughout the next hour here on the programme. And we're going to continue this time with Daniel O'Donnell, and he's singing "This World Is Not My Home." I want to dedicate this to the memory of a long-time listener to Ireland Calling from my hometown in Kilcairn, Paul Ford. Paul passed away last week after a brief illness and was laid to rest in Kilcairn alongside his beloved wife Mary at the weekend. But Paul, fantastic man, and want to offer my condolences to his two sons and their families, Alan and Trevor. But Paul was a regular listener to the programme. We wanted a few songs in his memory tonight. This is a song that Paul sang for quite a few people, basically at gravesides. And Daniel O'Donnell's version of "This World Is Not My Home."
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother just over in Glory Land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me at heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in Glory Land, we live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven. golden glow. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Daniel O'Donnell there, and This World Is Not My Home. And we're dedicating that to the memory of Paul Ford, long-time listener to Ireland Calling, who passed away. And later on the program tonight, we want to have Big Tom and the Four Roads to Glenamatty. And we might throw in a Gene Stewart. They were two of Paul's great musicians. Paul himself was a fantastic musician, played with the band for many, many years. Right, well, the headlines in Irish papers throughout Tuesday was news that a jailed Kinahan enforcer was linked to five murder plots. This is the man that pleaded guilty last year to the murder of grandfather Noel Kerwin, Sean McGovern, and he received a huge sentence on Monday, 24 years. And, you know, even with good behaviour, it's unlikely he'll be out after 18 years. So that's not looking good for his colleague, Daniel Kinahan, who's currently under arrest in Dubai, waiting for extradition back to Ireland. And all the indications are if he's found guilty, he'll get even a lengthier sentence. This is a guy that very involved in the drug underworld business for many years. And between the Kinahan and the Hutch gangs, there's been responsible for probably over 20 deaths over the last 10, 15 years. But I was listening to a police officer yesterday talking about the jailing of McGovern, and he said, you know, the message is getting out there, but the problem is when you take one of these two big guys out, there's always three or four other young guys that are coming up to fulfill the need. So it's a battle all the time. But good news for the Irish police in making sure that McGovern got his up and comings, and the destruction and the hardship he brought to so many families. The parents, or the son of Noel Kerwin, you know, spoke yesterday after the sentence about what they've had to go through. This was an innocent man that was killed, and there was quite a few more. Sadly, news breaking out of Belfast tonight. There's lots of disturbances as a result of a Sudanese man. 30-year-old Sudanese man was arrested and charged with attempted murder on Tuesday. And of course, the problem is this online presence of people, as the police said, from afar are causing people to take to the streets. And there's already been a number of vehicles burnt. And this is the last thing that people want. We know that a similar event happened over 2 years ago in Ballymena after another attempted, I think it was attempted rape on a young girl. And the people that were charged were non-national, so local vigilante groups were taken what to follow the law into themselves. So hopefully this won't you know, just get worse throughout the evening, but certainly not looking good at the moment. Right, let's go on and have another song. This is Arcadia and the Boys of Born Astrogia.
Down climbs the mountain and looks out upon the sea, and sleeping time or waking, 'tis there I long to be, to walk again that kindly street, the place where life began. Boys aboard a Shroder went hunting far around. With cudgels stout we roamed about to hunt the drolling. We searched for birds in every fern, from water to we sang for joy beneath the sky. I found no print or plan, and we boys born ashore a hunting far around. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifle
fools wear a flame. To the rebel homes of Kerry, the Saxon stranger came. But the men who dare the Oxies are to be black and tan. Laughed with me by the groves of Carbon River, on the slopes of Beatty, John Dolly and Bart Andy, and the Sheehan's Con and Down, and the boys of Born Shroger who hunted far around. They have gone their way. Deep in the heart of London town, all over in Broadway, and Daniel left to sing their ease and praise them while I can. Those boys of Bourne Shroff hunted far around, and when the wheel of life runs down and peace comes over me, oh, lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my sleep in those wee my life began, where the boys of Bourne Shroger went hunting far around.
Wonderful song there, The Boys of Bourne Shroger, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just following that match with what's gone now, the 70 minutes gone, Ireland still losing 1-0, but France are down to 10 players after a red card has been issued. So let's hope that Ireland can come through and win that game. The trial continues into the former DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, and obviously the cross-examination of the two complainants is continuing. He denies ever, you know, the attempted rape and the other charges that have been brought against him. So that's getting quite a bit of coverage in all the papers. But the other big story that broke in Ireland today is a long-awaited published report over 400 pages into paedophile Bill Keneally. This is a Waterford basketball coach, and he committed many offences between 1979 and 1990. But five people, you know, gave up their anonymity and they came forward. Some complaints were made against Keneally back in 85, but and these were reported to police Garda at the highest level. But Keneally was well connected. He had a number of his extended family were politicians, and he had an uncle, I think there was a bishop as well. So Keneally had told some of these people that he preyed on, nobody will listen to you with all my connections. Well, thankfully, people did listen eventually, and he got his up and comings. He's serving an 18-year jail sentence. But the five people that, you know, obviously give evidence to report feel that they've been pushed down the road a long, long time. And if the Gardaí worked on the evidence that was made many years ago, 1985, first complaint was made. Maybe the people that were suffered as a result of Keneally's actions in later years mightn't have gone through the pain that they've had to. But anyway, thankfully, that report's been published. Whether or not these five men will get compensation, who knows what will happen there. We'll continue on with more music, and this time we're going with the Cranberries and Just My Imagination. Cranberries there and Just My Imagination. While we're on to the Cranberries, let's do a bit on sport. All the sports brought to you with the support of GAA Plus. And Cranberries, originally from Limerick, Limerick people will be happy just about, because they scraped home against Cork. The game played, the Munster Hurling final played in Páirc Uíochán in Cork last weekend, and Cork leading for most of the game. It was played in blustery old, wetty old conditions, full house, over 43,000 people there. And the result was Limerick 121, Cork 270. So Cork will now play Offaly, and Clare will play Dublin, and Limerick will join Galway into the All-Ireland semi-finals. Galway had a big victory over Dublin on Saturday evening in Croke Park. There was about, I think, nearly 40,000 people at that game. And Galway look like that they're playing good football at the moment. So there was hurling last weekend. The result of that match, 4-29 to Dublin's 4-15. And then it's the turn of the footballers this weekend. There's lots of games happening. Donegal are playing Cork. Monaghan are playing Roscommon. Kildare are playing Kerry. Derry against Meath. And that's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Louth, Armagh, Galway, Westmeath, Tyrone, Mayo, and Cavan, Dublin. So the teams that were in the A group will all get a second bite of the cherry if they lose. But the teams in the second division, the Derry, Meath, Kildare, Kerry, Cavan, Dublin, Monaghan, Roscommon matches, whoever loses those games are gone. And you can watch all the games on GAA Plus, and you can get in there and buy your yearly subscription if you wanted, or you can get a match by match. And there's many other games as well. The Talgeon Cup playoffs is on as well. There's minor matches. God, I'm just looking at all the results here. There's just so many games happening. Weather not great in Ireland at the moment. In fact, you know, that heat wave the previous week, but it was back to kind of more normal, kind of wintry old conditions last week, but it's supposed to pick up again. And this El Nino pattern of weather is supposed to bring very warm weather to Ireland in July and August. So we'll have to wait and see about that. We go through rugby and other sports when we come back. And this time we're going to go with Paul Brady and the homes of Donegal.
Kettle ball.
Yes, the wonderful man that grew up in Strabane, and every time I play a song from Fault Radio, it reminds me of an interview he gave on RT Radio some years back. I'm talking about New Zealand. His daughter lives in Christchurch. Who knows? Maybe she listens to Ireland Calling down there on Plains FM. But Paul Brady, I think his dad was a teacher, and he grew up in Strabane, one of the best Irish singers. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch Saturday, Wellington Capity Coast on Sunday. And greetings to everybody listening online. Hope you're enjoying the program. Beautiful, crisp, clear winter's day here in Auckland. And as I mentioned, field days up down in Hamilton, and huge crowds expected up there with the same level of number of people. Over nearly 300,000 people will attend the event, which runs over three days. What else has been happening in Ireland over the last week? Well, lots of festivals begin to happen. The Leaving Cert exams continue. And on the sporting front, Ireland farewell one of Ireland's famous rugby stars on Monday, Fergus Slattery. Fergus played with Ireland in the 70s and with the Lions. Two tours, 71 and 74, 71 in New Zealand and 74 in South Africa. And then he played in that famous Barbarians match against the All Blacks in 1973 in Cardiff Arms Park. Fergus had battled dementia for about 10 years and passed away after another brief battle with cancer last week. And many tributes paid to him. And just as news or his funeral was taking place on Monday, news broke that the former CEO of Irish Rugby, Philip Brown, he passed away. Philip only 66. And obviously a huge blow. Philip had stood down from his role with Irish Rugby a few years ago. And still on rugby, Leinster have qualified for the United Rugby Championship. That final will be played in Croke Park on Friday week. It'll be interesting to see many people turn up. Only about 15,000 turned up to the game at the weekend. And news out of Ireland today is that James Lowe, who's obviously of this parish down here, who's lived in Ireland for about 8 or 9 years and played with Ireland, he's announced today that he's moving to Japan. It looks like he wants to stay in Ireland, but terms couldn't be agreed between the Irish RFU and Leinster, who paid up most of his salary. And it looks like that he's off to Japan. So, and then, of course, after the United Rugby Championship, Leinster will get on Ireland, Leinster players and the rest of the Irish squad will get on the plane to fly to Australia for games in July against Australia, Japan, and here in New Zealand at Eden Park on the 18th of July. Right, as I said earlier on, I played a tribute to Paul Ford, who passed away. Paul regularly listened to Ireland Calling. He was a big fan of Big Tom. So we're going to have Big Tom on the four roads to Glenamaddy here, and we'll throw in Gene Stewart, "You're Still the Only One I'll Ever Love," for Paul as well. Rest in peace, Paul.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads, forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the times I long to see my hometown once again. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart, four roads to Glenamaddy are the four dusty byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart, four roads to Glenamaddy are the four dusty byways to my heart. Byways to my
highways to my heart. And things have changed. You've gone your way, I've gone mine. On the surface, it's all over. But beneath the surface, you're still on my mind. You're still the only one I'll ever love. Forget the hours, forget the miles. Your lips are still the lips I'm dreaming of. And you're still the only one I'll ever love. Thoughts of you are good ones. Happy hours that just flew by. You were always someone special, and you'll be my someone special till I die. Still the only one I'll ever love. Treasured memories of treasured times. Your lips are still the lips I'm dreaming of. And you're still the only one I'll ever love. You're still the only one I'll ever love.
Two great Irish country singers there, former greats, and now Big Tom from Castlevania, Gene Stewart. Gene was from Tyrone, and those two songs, dedication to Paul Ford, who passed away in my home village of Kilcairn last week. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group here. Let's have a look at the Farm and Independence, some beautiful pictures of farming scenes in Ireland. The weather is good, and obviously farmers getting lots of work done. There's a nice picture here in the front. Sisters Alice, 17, and Ellen Drohan, 19. They're on their farm in Cooney's Yard, which is getting ready for Cumber Wilds Festival sheep shearing competition. And there's some obviously talk here about the price of beef that you know, people buying in yearlings or, you know, and fatten them over the winter, they may lose on them, because the price of beef at the moment to big cattle, same as here in New Zealand, is very, very high. So unless you're rearing your own and bringing them right through till they're go to the factory, you know, you're paying a lot. So beef price is still high. Dairy price in Ireland, not as good as they are down here. But if you've got a handy 12 million, if you won the lottery here last week, maybe the family down in Ashburton, there's a beautiful estate, 453 acre Kildare estate for sale with a guide price of 12 million. It's outside Carberry in County Kildare. And this property here was built in the 1760s. So if you know anybody want to buy some land over there, they can get on. And there's lots of other stories there. It's lucky to see, as I said, the nice fine pictures. There's lots of farming events happening and shows over the next few months in Ireland. And as I said, lots of farmers getting their silage done, and many farmers in west of Ireland that are still cutting turf are out there doing it. Although I see local 3D in the west of Ireland, Michael Fitzmaurice, he's up in arms because the European Union have come in and they're even bringing more strategic, you know, putting more restrictions on people cutting turf. And turf is with the current oil prices and everything now, people need to be able to get out and to cut the turf and bogs. They've cut for years. But with new regulations coming in, it's getting harder and harder unless you own your own bank. Right, let's continue on with a bit more music. And this time we go with the Saw Doctors and the In 17. This song was being belted out around Croke Park after Ireland won their Leinster Hurling Championship final last week against Dublin. First time in 8 years. And on hurling, I see where Derek Lane, the Kilkenny manager, he stepped down. Kilkenny obviously didn't make the playoffs this year, which was a big blow. But here we are, Saw Doctors and the In 17.
Thoughts and dreams. bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, which has been brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. The World Cup starting this weekend. As I mentioned, if you haven't got your magazine, it was in the paper last week, and you're a keen World Cup follower, you can go up online and get the magazine there on my website, oliverlee.co.nz. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll be back again same time, same place. Hard to believe we're heading to the middle of June already. The year is flying. Hopefully we have time for the full version of Hot Oz Flowers and Stand Beside Me. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Not that easy.